As Memorial Day approaches, we are reminded of the many sacrifices our military veterans have made and how those who serve today give more of themselves than most of us ever have. Yet even with that show of dedication and sense of duty, when it comes to things like health care, employment, even housing, our veterans are not given their just due. And that is just wrong. However, it is possible and the right thing to change things for the better. This morning, we start things with a look at how that's happening regarding health care for veterans in Northwest New Jersey, with the creation of a new VA clinic in Sussex County. Here with the details about the plans and the needs this new clinic will answer is the Veteran Services Coordinator at Sussex County Community College, Michael DeVillers. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And a couple of websites for you for your information, va.gov for Veterans Administration and for Sussex County Community College, where you learn more about some of the programs that they have available for veterans who want to either start or resume their education process, sussex.edu. And we talked about this, Michael, when the idea was a spark and now it's becoming a reality. How much of a difference is this going to make for veterans in Northwest New Jersey?
It's going to make a tremendous difference. First of all, they'll be able to access VA healthcare within their own state. Many residents and veterans in the northern part of the county were going into Fort Jervis, and not all VA services transfer across state line. So now they'll have access in the Sussex County area, and all of the services will be available for them to use. It also fills a gap of where there was just this void of healthcare services, and specifically primary healthcare services for veterans in Northwest New Jersey.
Is this center is obviously going to be located in Sussex County? Is it strictly for Sussex County veterans, or is it accessible for veterans in Warren County, the western part of Morris County?
Absolutely. And actually, you know, the location where we think it will permanently reside, you know, in the environment, it's going to be perfect access for, you know, Mount Olive Township, you know, Waterloo Road right into Hackettstown. It's going to be accessible for, you know, all three counties, essentially.
Now, as far as the timeline, I mean, people are looking at this and hearing that this summer, I think July is the target for the opening. I guess the fortunate thing is this is not going to be a new structure construction. This is they haven't disclosed the official specific location yet, but apparently is going to be a soon-to-be vacant, already standing structure.
Correct. There's actually going to be two locations in a sense. There's going to be a temporary location because the VA and the federal government recognize the urgency of getting the services to the area. That location is probably going to be in Newton. The specific location hasn't been released yet, but there has been negotiations with several property owners to where it's going to go temporarily. They're also doing a sort of a parallel process where they're looking for a permanent location that will be more long-term, and it's my understanding that that location will be a little further south in the county to be able to service Mount Olive Township and northern parts of Warren County.
Michael DeVillers, who is the Veteran Services Coordinator at Sussex County Community College, talking about the new VA clinic that will be opening up this coming summer in Sussex County. Learn more about the VA clinic and their services at va.gov and Sussex County Community College, where they have some programs available for education for veterans. That's sussex.edu. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm thinking of a recently released veteran, first time, never had the need for a VA clinic. What services are provided by a VA clinic for a veteran? Is it for regular health care and maintenance? Is it for post-traumatic stress disorder? What are the parameters as far as why and when should a veteran approach the VA clinic?
I believe that a veteran should always approach a VA clinic, especially upon separation from the service. This is a benefit that they've earned through the service of their country. A community-based outpatient clinic, as they call it, a CBOC, is primarily an outpost, you know, for a VA medical center. So basically, it's like your primary care private doctor office, where you have access to a primary care physician, nursing care. There will also be some psychiatric services that would be available at this clinic as well, which is truly amazing because psychiatric services in general, not just for veterans, are difficult to access in Northwest New Jersey. So essentially, it'll be like your family doctor, primary care type atmosphere when you're there. Additionally, the CBOC can connect the veteran to the VA Medical Center if there's more tests needed. They need access to specialists, and they really understand the specific and unique nature of what veterans go through physically and emotionally during military service.
I was thinking back when I saw the story about the VA clinic and how rapid the expressed desire for getting one into Northwest New Jersey and what is soon going to be quickly the fruition of that idea. And I compared it to what it took to get the Veterans Cemetery over in Sparta by the VOTEC together. And how much do you think this whole thing was expedited by the fact that the VA Undersecretary for Health, David Shulkin, used to be president of Morristown Medical Center and maybe was more aware of the situation in northern New Jersey versus, say, if you had to present this to someone who maybe came out of Oklahoma, for example?
Well, Chris, it certainly helped. Moving things is all about developing relationships. And, you know, there was a relationship there, and he understood the unique nature and need of healthcare in general in Northwest New Jersey and access to that, you know, with his experience in Morristown. So that certainly was a tremendous key to making it happen. However, the advocacy of Congressman Frelinghuysen and Congressman Garrett, Senator Booker, and Congressman Lance were really just, they were second to none. It was really unbelievable when the community got together and said, hey, we need this. And, you know, our leaders really, they responded.
And that they did in the VA, just for point of conversation of stats, they serve an estimated 8.75 million veterans every year. VA's New Jersey healthcare system. They have two main campuses. That's in East Orange and Lyons. Then they have what they call the satellite outpatient clinics, and the access points are in Brick, Elizabeth, Hackensack, Hamilton, Jersey City, Morristown, which for obviously Northwest New Jersey, that's the closest, other than Port Jervis in New York State, Patterson, Piscataway, and Tinton Falls. And, you know, certainly if you look at the state, across the state, Mike, there's room for more of these clinics, isn't there?
There always is room to grow and improve. I'm a strong advocate for, it's strengthening the VA system. You know, there's a lot of discussion out there about privatizing the VA, and I tend to be on the other side. There's definitely room to strengthen them, and they really do understand the unique nature of the physical and emotional rigors that veterans suffer.
Do we know yet, or is this one of the to be determined, if a veteran has been going to Port Jervis or Morristown, for example, is it going to be any challenge in shifting where they get their, which center they're getting the care from, if they decide to go to the one that will be more local for them in Newton? Would that make any difference in what's available to them, what they qualify for, anything like that?
That's an excellent question, and I get that one a lot. It's really up to the veteran. And if they choose to stay with their doctors that they feel comfortable with in the Port Jervis clinic, they can absolutely do so. If they decide that, you know, the Newton location or the Byram location is more convenient for them, it's just simple paperwork. You know, you go over to the CBOC, and then they'll process your records over and transfer, your medical history and so on and so forth. It's a very simple process. And I really want to make it, you know, known that no one has to change their doctor for whatever reason. There's been some concern that, okay, well, now there's a clinic in Sussex County, but I really, really liked my doctor in Morris Plains, or I really, really liked my doctor in Port Jervis. Not the case. It's the veteran's choice.
So unlike with Obamacare, in this case, if you like your doctor, you really can keep your doctor.
Indeed, that is actually true.
Imagine that. To learn more about if this is something new to you as a veteran, or if you're the family of a veteran, want to do some homework and research, va.gov for Veterans Affairs. And to learn more about the education programs for veterans at Sussex County Community College, which Michael can help you out with, you can contact them, find out more at sussex.edu. And talking this morning about the new VA clinic on the way by this summer to Sussex County, also good for veterans in Warren County, Morris County as well. We've been joined this morning by Michael DeVilliers. Michael, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
I didn't want to bring this point up talking with Michael because we're focusing obviously on the VA clinic and the military and not politics, but Michael did refer to how Representative Rodney Frelinghuysen, Representative Scott Garrett, and U.S. Senator Cory Booker were among the driving forces behind making this VA clinic a possibility as well as now a soon-to-be reality. The truth is, among the members of the House between Frelinghuysen and Garrett, it truly was Representative Rodney Frelinghuysen who carried the bulk of the work, much like with the farmer's market that is over at the state fairgrounds in Augusta, New Jersey. And unfortunately, Congressman Garrett decides to show up late to the party, more with a press release than an effort, and ride the coattails of the effort of others, which is, you know, kind of shameful concerning the fact that Congressman Garrett's district encompasses more of Sussex County than Congressman Frelinghuysen's does. Frelinghuysen is the House representative for just a handful of towns in Sussex County, while Congressman Garrett is the congressperson for the vast majority of Sussex County, and more should be and needs to be expected of Congressman Garrett in issues like this and related.